这一次我们大会有一个特点，不晓得各位有没有注意到。
It's a very interesting point for this conference. I wonder whether you have noticed that or not.
就是伟大的神在我们中间。
That is our Almighty God is among us.
所以我们所有的诗歌都是敬拜、赞美比较多。
So all the songs we have are full of praises and worship.
我们所传的信息也是高举耶稣基督三位一体的神。
Likewise, our messages are full of praise to the Mighty God and the Trinity of God.
高举他的国度、他的权柄、他的荣耀。
We will pay glory to His authority, the kingdom, and His eternity.
我想啊，我们大家每一位应该把这一个心，把这个心态带回去。
And I wish everybody would bring this kind of burden back to your home.
带回我们的家，带回我们的教会。
To our family, to our home, to our churches.
让我们的教会成为一个敬拜的教会。
So that our church become a church of worship.
今天华人教会很少注意这一点。
This is a sad thing that the churches in the States among the Chinese are not so much attentive to this point.
让我们的教会成为赞美的教会。
So that our churches will be a worshiping and praising church.
因为赞美是人性最高峰的时候。
Because if you can praise, that is the ultimate point in your life.
好，现在我们要进入我第三堂所要传的信息。
Now we'd like to turn to the messages, the third one.
我们来看看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 and verse 9.
因为这节的经文就是我每一次要传的那个题目。
Because this verse is the theme of the messages I like to preach.
请大家来看，我来读。
Please follow as I read.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那造你们除黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
前面两个题目我已经讲过了，今天是第三题，题目就是圣洁的国度。
I have spoken the two messages already. Today the message is a holy nation.
我们再看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
十五节要读到十六节。
We'll read verse 15 and 16.
这里说，那造你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy.
从这个经文里面，我们看见我们的天父是圣洁的。
From this verse, we can see our Father is holy.
主耶稣也是圣洁的。
Jesus is holy.
他召我们成为他的儿女。
And he called us to be his children.
成为他的祭司。
Become his priesthood.
放在他的国度里面。
Placed in his holy nation.
这个国度是圣洁的国度。
And this nation is holy.
所以我们每一位做神的子民、做祭司的，我们要追求圣洁。
So every one of us who is a priest and the people in the nation has to pursue this holiness.
怎么样追求圣洁呢？
How do we pursue this holiness?
请看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 7.
罗马第七章，我们从十八节读到八章二节。
Chapter 7 in Book of Romans,
从十八节。
Verses 18, all the way to chapter 8.
我中文读一次，彭弟兄用英文读一次，请大家来看。我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为我立志为善是由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做了所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我知道肉体中另有一个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！虽能救我脱离这死的身体呢，感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。 这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。八章第一节第二节，如今哪些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good things. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that what I would not, it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Chapter 8, verse 1, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只要你我有追求，你迟早会发现，罗马书第七章所讲的就是你的光景，也是我的光景。
If you are like me who are pursuing the Christian life, sooner or later you will come to this conclusion that is discussed in chapter 7 of the book of Romans.
一个有追求的人要对付罪并不困难。
For those who pursue, it's not too difficult to deal with the sin.
但是很奇怪，他这个对付罪了以后，好像又会产生另外一个罪。
But it's very strange, after you deal with one sin, there come many more.
好像啊，罪里面有个源头，那个源头就是这里所讲的肉体。
It seems like there's an origin, a source of this sin, that is what's mentioned here called the flesh.
我们追求圣洁的人不单要对付罪，还要对付肉体中的里面那个东西。
So not only we have to deal with the sin, but we also have to deal with the flesh.
这里第七章保罗写这个书信，他有四次讲到肉体。
There are four times mentioned about the word flesh in the book of chapter 7.
那个肉体不是沾沾只做我们的身体。
This doesn't mean only our body.
指挥我们的身体去犯罪，里面有一个东西的。
There's another thing that will force us to commit sin.
那个东西是从老亚当来的。
That came originated from the old Adam.
那个东西圣经里面有翻作肉体，或者翻作旧人，或者翻作自我。
In the Bible, this is interpreted to your ego or your old man or the self.
所以我们追求圣洁的人，不但要对付罪，还要去解决那一个旧人那个肉体的问题。
So if you want to pursue the holiness, we not only have to deal with the sin, but also we have to deal with the old man.
因为那个东西是犯罪的源头。
Because that is the origin of the sin.
好像一个工厂里一样，它因为是工厂，所以它制造很多的产品。
It's like a manufacturing plant. It manufactures a lot of goods.
我们里面有一个犯罪的工厂，所以它有很多的产品出来叫我们犯罪。
We have a factory of sin, so there are many products.Of sin.
你我单单去对付罪，要追求圣洁还是不够的，还要对付里面的那个源头，就是犯罪的那个工厂。
So it's not good enough to just deal with the sin, but we have to deal with the origin which manufactures the evil.
那个工厂就是圣经里面所讲的肉体。
That factory is what the Bible mentioned as our flesh.
在罗马书第六章里面叫做旧人。
In chapter six is mentioned about as old man.
在第八章里面，他成为肉体了。
And then it become a flesh mentioned in chapter eight.
其实圣经里面呢，这几个名词啊，都有时候啊，就是这样子合起来用的。
But in the Bible, these terms are interchangeable.
好了，现在我们来看看这个肉体厉害不厉害。
Then let's take a look closely to how strong this flesh is.
在旧约里面，你最佩服的是哪一个先知啊？
In the Old Testament, who is the most prophet that you like the best?
以我自己来讲，我很佩服有两个先知。
In my opinion, there are two prophets that I admire greatly.
一个是以利亚。
One is Elijah.
哎，我觉得这个以利亚太本事了。
I feel that Elijah is a great fellow.
如果我今天能够像他就好了。
If I'm like him, that would be wonderful.
他一祷告，哇，就三年不下雨。
If he prays, the whole rain was ceased for 3 years.
他再祷告啊，雨就来了。
And then if he prayed, the rain would start.
他从巴利的先知道法的时候。
So when he was trying to exchange words with the Bali.
在那个加贝山上。
In the Mount.
那他们呢建立了祭坛呢、啊、如怎么样祷告啊那个
Because they were the false prophets, so no matter what kind of temple they built on the top of the mountain, the fire would still fall upon them.
But
when Elijah prayed, the fire will fall.
好, 以利亚就告诉老百姓,
so Elijah told them to kill all those 850 prophets.
一下子啊,
so in 1 minute, it's all
killed. 哎呀,
so if today we have a prophet like Elijah, how wonderful it will be. So I admire him greatly.
但是想不到这个先知啊, 听了一个消息,
but this prophet heard about the news.
那就是王后以洗别说啊, 明天啊, 好, 不杀你的头啊, 那看吧。
So he heard a king that is going to prophet that if you don't kill him, there is something bad happening to him.
他一听见这个消息啊,
once he heard such a news,
就逃跑了,
he ran away.
跑到哪里去啊?
Where did he run?
跑到南边,别十八那个地方去了。
He went to Bathsheba in the south.
就在罗亭树下求死了。
And then he was praying for death under the juniper tree.
你看见他的肉体没有?
Did you see his flesh?
你看他的这个,那个旧人没有?
Did you see his old man?
前两三天啊,是那么高兴到天上去啊,现在一跌,跌到阴间里面去了。
It was only 2 days ago he was in the heaven, but now 2 days later he's in the hell.
因为他太体贴肉体。
Because he is of carnal mind.
太顾念自己。
He is full of carnal mind.
所以一个传道人也好,一个基督徒也好,太顾自己啊,这个有一天会失败。
So whether you're a preacher or you're a Christian, if you are too much of yourself, you will fail one day.
另外一个先知,
another prophet.
哎呀,我从小就喜欢听这个故事了。
I liked to hear his story ever since I was a little boy.
哎呀, 一个人啊, 被他丢在这个地中海里面,
it was a man that was thrown into the bottom of the sea in the Mediterranean.
他不会死哦,
he didn't die.
因为有一条大鱼把他吞下去了,
there's a big fish that swallowed him.
诶, 他就在大鱼肚子里面住了三天三夜了,
so he stayed for 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of that fish.
那么我就怀疑里面有没有空气啊, 没有空气就死掉了。
I wonder whether there's any air in the belly of the fish. If not, he would have died.
那么就是有空气的话, 在那边呼吸, 要呼吸什么东西啊?
But even if there's air, what was he exactly breathing in and out?
我的师母告诉我啊, 她说啊, 这个我煮菜啊, 都最喜欢, 但是呢, 这个撒那个鱼啊, 鱼的肚子里面, 我就不喜欢闻, 我一拿出来, 赶快就把它丢掉。
My wife told me I like to cook fish, but every time I try to kill a fish, I have to, you know, get all the guts that are dirty and filthy out as soon as possible.
她告诉我啊, 鱼肚子里的东西啊, 最不能就难闻的, 她说不能闻的。
And my wife told me the worst thing that smells bad, the worst, are the stuff inside that.
所以我好佩服这个伊娜啊, 她在肚子里面三天三夜在里面呼吸那个臭东西哦。
So I admire Joel greatly because he had to stay in such a filthy condition inside the belly of the fish.
好了,以后又被鱼吐出来了, 吐在那个地中海的岸边了。
And then I was spit out by the fish on the seashore of the Mediterranean.
他就乖乖地到尼尼微城去传道了。
So he finally agreed, submit himself to preach the gospel in India.
我又很佩服他。
And I admire him again.
他讲道讲得很短啊。
He preached very short.
全世界讲最短的道就是他了。
The guy who preaches the shortest is him.
只有一句话,
only one word.
再过40天, 这个城就要倒下来了。
40 more days, the whole city will collapse.
就是这么一句话。
It's only one statement.
你看全世界今天传道人有没有讲那么短了。
Can you see any preacher these days in the whole world preach such a short message?
诶, 不要轻看那么短了, 他讲道很有功效哦。
But don't disregard such a short message.
几十万人悔改啊。
He caused many millions to repent.
你看彼得最本事也是5000人悔改。
Like Peter, he can have 5,000 souls saved.
彼得格兰最本事也是几千人悔改。
Billy Graham can only save a couple thousand.
嘿,这个耶拿这个人啊,一讲几十万人悔改。
But Jonah, the moment he spoke, many millions will be saved.
哎呀,我觉得这个称他为小先知错了,要改一下,称他为大先知。
So we shouldn't call him the small little prophet, we should call him the great prophet.
如果我讲到有这么就太好了。
If I'm like him, preaching like that, I'd be great.
有时候我们讲一个钟头,连一个人悔改都没有。
I preached for the whole hour and not a single soul saved.
跟他比起来差得太多了。
But compared with him, there's nothing to be compared.
所以我很佩服他。
So I really admire him.
还有一点我更佩服他是什么?
There's another thing I admire him.
哎呀, 神啊, 我早知道了。
Ah, I found out.
你有恩惠, 你有慈爱。
You are a merciful and gracious God.
所以我当时我不来了。
So I didn't come the first time.
你看今天我都丢脸了。
So how shameful I am today.
40天过了, 这个城都没有倒下来。
After 40 days, the city is still standing up.
他的意思是说我走到街上去。
So if I went to the street,
人家只说耶拿你是假先知，你讲的话没有应验。
People would tell him on the street that, hey, you are the false prophet, nothing will accomplish.
他向神发脾气了。
So he would get mad with God.
哎呀，我的脸要到哪里去啊？
So how can I bury my face?
我今天在尼尼微城这个地方，我把它钻到地里面去。
I wish there's a hole that I can bury myself in this city.
因为我是奉神的名的传福音，那这个话都没有应验。算了算了算了，我钻到地里面去。
Because I came to preach in the name of God, but nothing is accomplished. So let me find a hole to bury myself.
他没有爱心。
He did not have the.
神的目的是叫人家悔改，不是硬要把人家打死的。
He didn't have the mind of God because God come ask him to preach the gospel, not to kill the people.
但是神的心呢，约拿不知道。
But he does not know the heart of God.
不知道就算了，他反而向神发脾气。
If he doesn't know of God, then it's all right. But he get angry with God.
我想全世界最大脾气的是约拿。
I think the guy who has the worst temper is Jonah.
所以他有最大的升级，他有最大的工作的果效，他有最大的脾气。别人不敢向神发脾气，他敢向神发脾气。
He's the best preacher. He's the most influential preacher. He's a good speaker, but he's also the guy that dare get angry with God.
为什么会这样
？Why so?
他的肉体。
Because his flesh.
他的旧人。
That's his old man.
所以你看这个旧人很可怕的。
So it's a terrible thing to know your old man.
还有新约里面我们看见谁？
How about somebody in the New Testament?
耶稣所带领的那个十二个门徒。
How about the 12 disciples that Jesus led?
那个彼得啊，他的肉体表现好厉害。
How about Peter, a great flesh?
每一次有什么问题啊，他就先说话了。
Every time there's an opportunity, he would spoke up.
哎，有时候说的的确很对啊。
Sometimes he was right.
啊，你是永生神的儿子。
You are the son of the eternal God.
啊，说的很对啊。
It's quite right.
有时候乱七八糟说错了。
Sometimes totally off the mark.
所以我们看见他的这个说话没有经过大脑。
So many times we can see he didn't. A lot of hot air, but no brains.
所以他也不知道说的对不对，先说再讲，因为我是十二个人的头。
So he doesn't quite know what he was speaking, but as long as he is the chief of the 12 disciples, he got to speak.
你看这个彼得不是肉体很充满的。
So you see, he's full of the flesh.
还有旁边两个小弟弟呢。
And then our two other younger brothers.
雅各、约翰怎么样啊？
How about John and Jacob?
他也想做大。
And they also want to be great.
好了，你做外交部长，发言是你了。
I say, okay, you want to be the Secretary of the State, you can speak.
嘿，我们坐在耶稣的左右边。
But we are going to sit next to both sides of Jesus.
最好一个做内政部长，一个做这个财政部长，这个财政什么经济都被我们抓来了。
One will be the Secretary of the Defense, one will be the Secretary of the Economics or Ministry.
但是圣经记载怎么样啊？
But what did the Bible say?
他怕这样请求啊，耶稣不听。
He was afraid that if he prayed like that, the Lord would not honor him.
哎，他有个办法的啊。
So he had certain ways.
走后门啊。
So he went to the back door.
现在这个国内很时髦，走后门了，他也走后门了。
It's quite a popular thing in mainland China right now.
他回去跟妈妈商量。
So he is going to negotiate with mother.
哎，妈妈，你是老前辈啊。
Mother, you are ahead of us.
大概你跟耶稣讲话胜过我们两个人讲话。
If you speak for us, it will be much better. Much.
所以就拉着妈妈一同去这个去行外交了。
So he grabbed hold of the mother and tried to do some diplomacy.
哎呀，你看这个老亚当啊，真是有智慧啊。
You see how smart the old Adam is.
但是耶稣责备他们。
But the Lord rebuked them.
我喝的杯你喝。
The cup that I'm going to drink.
你呢？我们能喝。
Can you drink with me?
他都不晓得这个杯是什么杯。
Peter had no idea what cup he's talking about.
他说好了，我的杯你能不能喝？这是坐在我的左右边的不是我的，是神才会赐下的。
It's not whether you can decide whether to sit next to me or not. It's up to God.
耶稣马上有一篇的讲道。
So there is immediately a message from the Lord.
你们要做大的，一定要变为做小的。
Those who want to be great has to be the little one.
你们要做头的，一定要降下来做仆人，要服侍别人。
If you want to be the head, you've got to be humble.In order to serve other people.
所以你看，不单是旧约里面这一班神所用的人有这个旧人啊的表现呢，新约里面这班使徒也有啊。
So not only the great men in the Old Testament have the problem of an old man, but also the people in the New Testament have the same problem.
那我们看看今天的教会好不好
？How about examine the churches today?
我发现呢，教会有两个最大的问题。
I think there are two main problems among the churches today.
一个问题是里面没有重生的人太多。
That is number one. There are too many people.Full of people that are not born again.
他们对属灵的什么都不懂。
They know nothing about a spiritual thing.
但是他们在教会里边，有的人甚至做教会的领袖。
Yet some of them become the leaders of the church.
今天很多自由派的教会啊，很多这个 liberal 的教会啊，这个这样的人太多了。
There are many liberal church just like that.
另外第二种人。
How about a second type?
重生是重生啊。
They are born again, yes.
但是他们也好好的对付这个自己。
But they never dealt.Well, with their self.
可以说没有破碎
So they were never broken.
他们的自我太大
They are too big an ego.
所以几个自我摆在一起啊，那问题就来了
So when you put many egos together, here comes the problem.
这个我不必再讲了
I don't need to describe.
今天家庭里面怎么样
How about in the family?
我曾经替人家调解过。
I have tried to negotiate.
有些人在北美洲受的字是很高。
And many intellects, well educated in North America.
我又发现他们实在是重生得救了。
I find them to be born again Christian.
然而，他们这对夫妇会摩擦。
Yet there are a lot of conflicts among the couples.
我去研究。
I research.
就发现他们都体贴自己。
I find out they all are so mindful of themselves.
他们不是体贴圣灵。
They are not after the Spirit.
他们更不是体贴对方。
They are not for each other.
他们就是讲究自己的享受。
They only care how much enjoyment they get.
这样的夫妻啊，一定不会活好的。
You can never have a peaceful life with this kind of couple.
我常常对我的师母说。
I often tell my wife.
我说你既然来了。
If you are here.
我一定要让你快乐。
I better make you happy.
我要体贴你。
I will be for you.
我说耶稣第一
Jesus is number one
你第二
And you are number two
啊，她很高兴了
She likes that
我排在第二位我说你应该排在第二位
You should be number two
我一定先尊重耶稣
I have to respect to God
其实我就尊重你了
And then to you
但是以前我是第二是我啊
But in the past I'm the second
第一是耶稣第二是正果第三才是你
Jesus number one Me number two And you wife number three
我这样一改过来啊
But after I change,
实在感谢神
thank the Lord,
夫妻就非常活好
then we have a good life.
魔鬼没有做工的机会
In harmony, no chance for Satan
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
我们夫妻不活
the reason we are not in harmony,
家庭发生问题
we have problems in the family,
多数就是出于我们的自我
most of the time it's because of our ego.
所以我们这个里面真是太痛苦了
so we are full of suffering.
保罗说我真是苦啊
How miserable am I?
什么时候能够脱离这赤死的身体呢
when I cast aside this body
那意思是说我身体里面有一个自我有一个肉体这个太坏了
What he's saying is in my body there's a flesh and it's an awful flesh
你我有没有同样的 感受到呢
Do you and I share the same feeling?
那怎么办呢
And what can we do?
好再听下去
Follow, continue
第一点我讲到肉体
Number one I will talk about the flesh
第二点我讲到第七章里边呢有一个词
second, 这个 I would mention a term mentioned in chapter 7,
就是犯罪的律
that is the law of sin
你有没有注意到那个犯罪的律
have you paid attention to the law of sin
这个犯罪的律另外的名称叫做肢体中另有一个律
in the Bible it says there's another law in your carnal body
第八章啊叫做什么叫做罪和死的律
in the chapter 8 it says the law of the sin and death
为什么叫做犯罪的律又叫做肢体另一个律
Why it's called a law of sin and then another law in your flesh?
因为那个犯罪的律控制着那个肢体，肢体跟着他走，所以这个肢体另一个律。
Because the law of sin and death dominate and controls the body, so there's another law of the body.
为什么又叫做罪和死的律呢？
Then why it's called the law of the sin and death?
因为犯罪之后就是死了，所以罪和死的律。
Because after the sin, there is the death, so it's called the law of sin and death.
这个律就从那个旧人老亚当那边产生出来的。
This law came as a result of the old Adam.
是一种犯罪的力量。
It's a force for you to commit sin.
什么叫做律呢？就是定规的，一定是这样的。
What is law? Law is something that is commanded, so got to be so.
好像这个地球啊，有一个地心的吸力。
It's like the gravity on this earth.
我们任何东西在空中一丢，它就是下去了。
Everything you try to throw, it will be drawn down by the gravity.
我们人站在地球上面，高楼大厦建在地球上面不会倒，就是因为地心的吸力。
The reason the skyscraper and yourself can stand straight on the earth is due to the gravity.
这个犯罪的力非常的败坏，它一定会拉着我们每一个人一定去犯罪。
The law of the sin and death is so powerful, it will drag you to commit sin.
你会发现许多的弟兄姊妹，也许就是你。
You will find out that many brothers and sisters, they are just like you.
当我们混心的以后，我们就觉得，哎呀，守神根很好啊，在这个夏令会里面守神根很不错，我回去一定要守神根啊。
After we experienced the revival in a retreat like this, we made a decision that we'll go back, have morning watch every morning.
哪里晓得啊，没有几个礼拜啊，糟糕了，我没有守神根啊。
Not only after a few weeks, you cease to have morning watch.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为天气比较冷啊。
Because the weather is getting cold.
哎，这个冬天要到，秋天了，冬天都到了。
Fall is here, winter is here.
以前呢，五点多钟啊，六点钟啊，起来守神根了，哎，太阳快起来了。
You used to get up at about 5 or 6 because that's when the sun gets up.
哎呀，现在糟了，冬天一到了是啊，六点钟起来还是黑不隆冬的。
But now winter is here, so every time you get up at about 5 or 6, it's still very dark.
而且呢，在被窝里面暖得很哦，哎呀，我再睡五分钟，等一下我起来吧。
It's quite warm in the bed, so well, let's sleep for another 5 or 10 minutes.
哎，那你一晓得变成五十分钟了。
Before you know it, 15 minutes are gone.
哎呀，算了，过去都从来没有守神根都可以，为什么这几个礼拜又守神根呢
？Oh well, I have get by all these years without morning watch. Why bother?
好了，晚上补好了。
Well, we'll make it up in the evenings.
哦，晚上睡觉了。
So tonight, every night, go to bed.
哎，早晨没有守晨更了，晚上一定要读经祷告。
Well, you didn't have a morning watch in the morning, so you better pray and read in the evening.
那就读了。
So you read.
那么读中文的时候是上下来，他越读啊，越上下来了。
When you read the Chinese Bible, you read up and down, up and down.
那读英文的时候 ，no no no no， 等一下变成 yes yes。
When you read the English Bible, you say no, 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 yes, yes.
算了算了，上床睡觉好了。
So forget about the whole thing. Let's go to bed.
你看我们多么会体贴肉体啊。
So how mindful are we for the flesh?
但是讲到这里的时候啊，我稍微停一停。
But let me pause a little bit when I talk about this point.
我自己都有曾经过这样的。
I have gone through this struggle too.
好，以后我怎么克服呢？
So how did I overcome?
哎，有一句话我劝勉自己了。
There is a verse that is my advice.
春天、夏天的早起没有问题。
No problem to get up in spring, in the summer.
夏天、冬天就比较难了。
But it's difficult to get up in the summer.
特别是冬天的时候。
Especially winter.
好，当我不想起来的时候。
So when I don't want to get up.
那么我就对自己说。
I would tell myself.
被窝软呢，主的爱更软。
The Lord's love is warmer than the heat in the bed.
我这句话一说出来就爬起来了。
So once I say that word, I will get up and rise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你试试看。
Try that, brothers and sisters.
作为一个基督徒啊，一定要每一天早晨守神更呢。
Every Christian has to hold morning watch daily.
宁可晚上早半个钟头睡觉，早晨早半个钟头起床。
I would rather go to sleep earlier for half an hour so that you can get up earlier for half an hour. 我们可以在
这个床铺旁边呢换一个闹钟。
It's good to put an alarm clock next to your bed.
闹钟一叫，我们就起来了。
When the alarm goes on, you will get up.
有的人呢，有什么软弱呢？
What kind of weakness other people may have?
决定要参加主的崇拜。
I will go to Sunday morning worship.
过一个时期呀，有几次没有去了。
Then after a while, he failed to attend a few times.
有的人决定我一定要爱主。
And some people decided I will love the Lord.
但是过一个时期呀，又掉下去了。
And after a few times, he fell.
哎呀，你看我们这个人呐。受这个地心湿地太厉害了。
So see how wretched the man we are. We are so much affected by the gravity.
受这个肉体里面那个犯罪的力太厉害了。
We are dominated by the law of the sin and death.
那怎么办呢？
Now what can we do?
那又好像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
我真是苦啊。
Oh, how wretched a man.
什么时候脱离这死死的身体啊？
How when can I cast aside such a body of death?
你看。这个老亚当肉体叫我们跌下去，里面他那一个律就是犯罪的律，又叫我们跌下去，那怎么办呢、啊、
？So the Adam's the old law of sin and death caused us to fall. What can we do?
好，我们来看看第三点。
Let's turn to the third point.
就是第七章里面有讲一个律，心中的律。
There is another law mentioned in chapter 7 that is the law of mind.
里面究竟有良心呢、啊？
There's a conscience inside of you.
这个律在没有得救的人来讲，可能是只做良心讲的。
Before you are saved, this law is referring to your conscience.
但是这个良心是靠不住。
But this conscience is not quite dependable.
因为那个世上的邪灵魔鬼啊，会搅扰我们里面的良心。
Because the evil spirits that are on the earth will stir up your conscience.
那我们得救的人就比较好了。
But the born again Christian is a little bit better.
神给我们里面那个良心，加上我们的灵活过来，里面那个力量合起来，成为心中的律。
Then the conscience that we have already, plus the born-again life, makes the new law of life.
这个心中的律是喜欢神的律。
And this law of mind loves the law of God.
什么是神的律啊？
And what is the law of God?
在旧约方面来讲，就是神的诫命，神的律法。
In the Old Testament, the law of God means the commandments.
在新约方面来讲，就是只做神的话。
In the New Testament, it means the word of God.
我们里面有个心中的理，喜欢神的话，喜欢遵去听，喜欢去遵行。
Inside of us, there is a law of mind that prefers to please God to obey His word.
那今天我们要注意的是什么
？What shall we pay attention to today?
我们看见保罗第七章所讲的呢，多数是讲他得救以后的事。
We read the chapter 7 and we can see Paul describe what has happened after he became a Christian.
因为他说按照我里面的意思，那个小子说按照我里面这个人，那就得救的人，我是喜欢神的律的，喜欢做好的。
It says, according to my inner man, that is the man after the birth, that is to please God.
啊，今天我们也是这样的。
Same thing today with us.
按照我们基督徒，我们心里的意思，我们现在喜欢听神的话，遵循神的话。
According to the new life that we have as we become a Christian, we like to please God and obey His commandment.
既然我们是重生了，我们得救了，我们那个心中的理，我们要让它刚强。
Since we have become a Christian, then we should strengthen the man that is within us.
怎么样使它刚强呢？
How can we strengthen that life?
那除了多读圣经、多祷告之外，
There's no other way but pray and read.
我们里面呢，要让它透明，不要犯罪。
But we also we have to stay clear so we don't commit sin.
我们对于罪啊要很敏感。
We have to be very sensitive to sin.
我们人的身体不要敏感，皮肤敏感那就有问题了。
If our body becomes too sensitive, then we have allergic problem.
但是我们灵里面要敏感，知道什么是对，什么是不对，赶快就防备，赶快就拒绝。
But our spirit got to be very sensitive so we know good from evil and resist evil from good.
如果发现我们里面有什么不对，赶快就对付，赶快就认罪，使到我们的那个。心中的理有力量，能够刚强。
If we detect something that is wrong already within us, then we got to stay with the law of the life, so we can resist the law of evil.
我记得 Moody 有一个见证。
I remember a testimony by Moody.
他是喜欢讲道的人。
He loves to preach.
特别喜欢出去传福音。
Especially he likes to preach the gospel away from home.
如果没有机会站讲台，他就拿单张到处去做个人布道。
If he doesn't have opportunity to preach, then he will carry the gospel tracts and preach gospel everywhere.
所以每一天他都非常的忙才回家。
So he's very busy and he will go home late.
每一天晚上回家的时候，他的小女儿一定站在那个门里面呢，来欢迎这个爸爸回来。
Every time he returns home from preaching, his little daughter will welcome him at the door.
这个小女儿一看见爸爸回来呀，就抓住他了，说长说短，今天怎么样啊，怎么样啊？他就告诉爸爸了。
And when the daughter sees the father comes home, she will lay hands on him and will ask this, ask that, how are you doing today, daddy?
平常呢，穆迪听了以后非常高兴。
Every time Moody, when he heard that, he's very pleased.
哎呀，一天没有看见这个宝贝的女孩，那么现在回来了，他一一二二的给我讲，当然很高兴了。
Of course, he's very, very happy and pleased because he hasn't talked to her for the whole day.
然后有一天不对了。
But one day something went wrong.
因为他在外面做工很累了。
Because he was working so hard outside.
又是天下着毛毛雨。
And there was some drizzling from the heaven.
他带着疲倦的身体回家。
He went home very tired.
这个小女儿照旧站在门内欢迎他。
And the little daughter was still doing the same thing, waiting for the father.
照样说了很多的话。
Same time, she say some good words.
Moody 就不高兴了。
Moody was upset.
就向他发一个脾气。
So he got angry with the daughter.
今天晚上爸爸不高兴。
I'm not happy tonight.
你不要说那么多的话。
Don't talk to me too much.
赶快去睡觉。
Go to sleep.
好，这个小女儿好乖啊，一句话不讲就跑去睡觉。
The little girl was quite obedient, and she didn't say a word and went to sleep.
那穆迪照样的冲凉，照样的这个吃晚饭。
And Moody went ahead with his shower and went ahead with his dinner.
看看报纸，看看杂志。
Read the newspaper, read some magazines.
好，要祷告，就要准备睡觉了。
And ready to pray and go to sleep.
但是他祷告里面觉得今天很闷呢。
But then he felt quite stuffed that night.
好像灵里面不通啊。
Something isobstacle in his spirit.
那么他就问神了，神啊，我今天犯了什么罪啊？
So he asked God, what have I committed sin today?
圣灵就光照了你，刚才像小女儿发脾气不对。
The Holy Spirit shone light upon him and told him that it was wrong for you to get mad with your daughter.
好，他就祷告了。
So he prayed.
主啊，赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sin, Lord.
祷告以后，他去睡觉。
After the prayer, he went to sleep.
他睡不着觉。
He couldn't sleep.
他又起来了。
So he woke up.
他神啊，我这个胖子很好睡觉，为什么今天晚上不能睡觉？
He said, Lord, as fat as I am, I can fall into sleep easily. How come not tonight?
是什么原因啊？
What was the problem?
圣灵又光照他了。
The Holy Spirit shone.
你单单向神认罪悔改不够哎。
You just repented to me. That's not enough.
你要到隔壁房间向你小女儿认罪。
Go to the next door and repent to your daughter.
哎呀，神啊，这个免啊，免啊。
They said, oh, Lord, come on, that's too much.
她是我生的啦。
I gave birth to her.
如果我向她认罪，以后爬到我的头上来啊。
If I repent to her, one day she will get over me.
免了，免了，以后我不敢就好了，免了，免了。
So please don't, please don't. I will not do it again.
她又去睡了。
So he went to sleep again.
不行，她睡不着觉。
No, I couldn't sleep.
哎呀，既然睡不着觉，乖乖的起来了。
Well, since he couldn't sleep, so he got up.
她就到了隔壁房间去了。
So he went to the next room.
找她的女儿。
Seek after her, his daughter.
她以为女儿睡了，那我不必讲话最好了。
He was hoping the daughter fell into sleep so he doesn't have to say a word.
他哪里晓得他女儿两个眼睛向天上看呢？
But to his surprise, the two eyes of the daughter were gazing toward the ceiling.
宝贝女儿啊，爸爸的向你认罪。
So said, my little precious daughter, I am confessing my sin to you.
那女儿就哭起来了。
And the daughter all of a sudden cried.
就把爸爸抱住了。
And laid hands on her
father. 哎呀，爸爸好乖呀，爸爸好乖。
The good daddy, the good daddy.
哎呀，他的高兴不得了，那一天晚上两个人都好睡觉。
Oh, they were so happy. They both fell into sleep at a sound sleep.
第二天他做见证。
The next day he gave a testimony.
那些同工就笑他了。
And the co-workers laughed him.
莫迪啊，你是做戏啊还是真的哦？
Moody, was that a joke or was that real?
真的啦。
No, it's for real.
不是做戏,
no, it wasn't a joke.
他说我们做一个基督徒啊, 一定要保守里面的敏感透明啊。
If we want to be a Christian, we got to be sensitive and clear inside of us.
你看见神所用的人就是灵里面透明的人。
So you see, the person the servant God used are the person with a clear insight.
不容让一个小小的罪在他里面。
He will not allow a single small sin to contaminate him.
我们晓得神都很大用这个美国布道家。
We know how greatly the Lord is using Brother Reverend Billy Graham.
他也是很厉害对付自己的人哦。
He also deals with him very strictly.
有一天晚上,
One night,
他同同工们都到一个地方去工作了。
He went to work at a certain place.
大家都住在旅馆里面。
They all stayed in a hotel.
到半夜的时候,
About midnight,
Billy Graham 哭起来了。
All of a sudden, Billy Graham cried.
一直哭哭不停啊。
And he cried and cried and cried.
所以同工们就商量了。
So the co-workers discussed.
Billy Graham 恐怕什么病哦。
Something wrong with him.
我们想办法来救他吧。
Try to rescue him.
要不要打电话?
Shall we call?
不行, 要先问他。
No, you better ask him.
究竟什么病?
What's the problem?
好了, 大家就按。 打他的门呢?
So everybody knocked at his door.
但是他不开。
He didn't open the door.
哎呀,不开呀, 那怎么办啊?
What did they do?
恐怕很厉害的病啊。
It must be serious.
把他撞进去。
So they knocked, tried to get
him. 砰一下把他撞进去了。
Tried to rush into the door.
看见 Billy Graham 做什么?
Let's see what Billy Graham was doing.
跪在地上。
He was kneeling on his knees.
迫在地上。
He was prostrating on the floor.
在那边向神痛哭流涕。
He was crying badly to God.
大家就慢慢听。
So everybody was listening.
听听看他说什么。
See what he was uttering.
神啊, 我是该死啊。
He said, Lord, I deserve death.
今天晚上因为五六千人呢悔改啊。
Today there are about 5,000 people get saved.
大家就称赞我啊。
Everybody gave praises
to me. 哎呀,你讲道比彼得还要有能力啊。
You are even more effective and powerful than Peter.
你了不起啊。
You are wonderful.
你是全世界最大的布道家。
You are the number one preacher in the whole world.
他说主啊, 我把这个话藏在心里面。
He said, Lord, I put that word praises in my heart.
我不应该 得处你的荣耀,
I shouldn't steal the glory from you.
我真是骄傲啊,
I am a proud man.
我真是该死啊,
I deserve death.
神啊, 赦免我啊,
Forgive me, O God.
他在那边哭一个晚上。
He was crying and weeping the whole evening.
普通的人呢,就是祷告几句就完了。
Usually people just utter a few words and forget it.
他觉得很严重啊,
He felt strongly about it.
实在的,这是很严重的罪。
It is a serious sin.
你去做个人布道有成就也好。
Yes, you, through your personal preaching, there is effective fruit.
我们讲道的人有成就也好。
There are results of our work.
这个都是圣灵自己的工作。
This is nothing but the work of the Holy Spirit.
都是神的事情。
This is all God's affairs.
千万不要记在心里面。
Never try to put it into your heart.
千万不要得处神的荣耀。
Never steal the glory from God.
比利格兰就是这样对付自己。
Billy Graham was dealing with that.
所以神一直到现在他70多岁了神还是用他。
So up to today, even 70 years of age, God is still using him.
你看见了没有?
Did you see?
像 Moody,
like Moody,
好像 Billy Graham,
Billy Graham,
为什么他就要这样对付啊？
How, why they have to deal?
就是不容让一点的小罪在你心里。
They will never allow a small sin to dwell in his heart.
我就常常劝勉自己。
I always counsel myself.
应该追求圣洁。
I should pursue holiness.
因为我想到自己一无所有。
Because I don't think I have anything.
一点本事也没有。
Not much talented.
一点的恩赐也没有。
Not much gift.
人家有很多的degree, 我连一个degree都没有。
People have many, many degrees, I got none.
那么你怎么能够这个神用呢？
So how can you be used by God?
我自有一个秘诀。
But I have only one secret.
追求圣洁。
I pursue holiness.
每一天晚上有个小的扫除。
Every night there's a cleanup.
每一年有个大的扫除。
Every year there's a major cleanup.
你有没有发现我们中国人喜欢这样啊？
Did you see the Chinese
love to do that? 每天早晨扫扫地。
I like to sweep the floor every morning.
打扫干净。
Clean it up.
每一年过年的时候。
Every year.
也许在台湾乡下就有了。
Especially in the rural area in Taiwan.
以前在中国大陆都有。
In mainland China, same thing.
过年快到喽。
When the new Lunar Year is here.
家家户户打扫干净。
Every household clean up.
平常呢, 就不大打扫的, 就是过年那一扫, 哎呀, 大扫除啊。
If you don't clean up every day, then there you got an opportunity to clean up everything during the lunar year.
哎, 我就把它用在我的心上。
So I apply that to my heart.
每天晚上睡觉以前有个小的扫除。
Every evening, I had a little prayer, have a little cleaning.
每一年到年终的时候有一个大的扫除。
At the end of the year, every year, I will have a major cleanup.
一天关在房间里面啊, 尽是祷告一天。
And I will hold, lock myself up in my room and pray and fast the whole day.
从年头审查到年底。
I will re-examine from day one to the end of the year.
什么不能讨神喜悦的都把它放下，都把它对付。
Everything I couldn't please God, I would deal with it and give it up.
我劝劝各位，你也试试看。
I advise everybody to try.
如果你觉得我不够圣洁，
If you don't think you're holy enough,
如果整个教会很沉，
And the whole church is kind of dull,
应该试行大扫除啊。
It's time to have a major cleanup.
每一天一个小的扫除。
Every day a little cleanup.
每一年有个大的扫除。
Every year there's a major cleanup.
我想过年的时候很多人都喜欢举行一次的感恩礼拜。
I think every year everybody likes to have a meeting of thanksgiving.
我觉得应该加一个，就是感恩大扫除。
I think we should add another one, that is give thanks and clean up.
整个教会大家都在神的面前并且祷告试试看。
Everyone in the church will confess to the Lord.
我包你那个教会一定复兴。
Try that and you will see a great revival in your church.
一年复兴过一年呢。
Every year, better revival.
啊，这是第三点。
This is the third point.
心中的驴，我们一定要让它刚强。
That is the law of our mind got to be strengthened.
但是单靠这个心中的驴刚强还是不够啊。
But it's not enough just to be strengthened in the law of your mind.
最后一点我要讲到生命圣灵的律。
The last point I want to talk about is the law of the spirit of life.
这里罗马书第八章第二节不是告诉我们主给我们一个律就是生命圣灵的律。
In chapter 8 book of Romans it talks about the law of the spirit of life.
这个患罪的律我讲过了就好像地心的吸力。
The law of the sin is like the gravity.
谁会信过这个地心的吸力啊?
Who can overcome the gravity?
有我们看见了。
Yes,
你看飞机,
you can like the airplane.
本来是在地上啊,
you see it's on the ground.
诶, 它里面加了油,
but why is it fueled?
里面有发动机,
there's an engine.
诶, 呼一下就飞上去了。
There it goes.
本来地心吸力就把它吸到。
Already the gravity was holding him down.
但是它里面有个另外一个东西,
but he has another thing inside.
有汽油发动那个机器就飞上去了。
It's a powerful engine fueled by the gasoline, then he can take off.
我们好像不能信过 那个犯罪的力,
sometimes we couldn't overcome this law of the sin.
但是主赐给我们生命圣灵的力,
but the Lord gave us the law of the spirit of life.
靠着主赐给我们那一个我们就能够得胜了。
Through our Jesus Christ we can overcome.
你看见那个旁边有很多的树吗?
You see there are many trees next to the building.
树啊,地心吸力要把它吸到。
The gravity tries to hold the tree down.
诶,你吸我没有用。
But doesn't matter how you draw me.
我这个树啊,一年长一年,一年长一年,现在长得那么高喽。
Every year I'm going to grow a little bit, and then why could he go? How could he go?
地心吸力为什么不会把它吸下去啊?
How come the gravity didn't draw him down?
因为他有生命啊。
Because he has life.
他是活的啊。
He's real.
哎, 你吸我没有用啊, 我会长上去的啊。
It's of no avail because I can grow.
同样的道理啊。
Likewise,
我们怎么能够使到我们灵性长进啊?
How can we grow in our spiritual life?
使到我们能够信过这个罪恶啊。
That we can overcome the sin.
我们好像那一棵树。
We are like that tree.
我们是生命的树。
It's a tree of life.
我们就是主在里边, 我们会长上去。
The Lord will grow within us.
这个很重要。
It's very important.
讲一个见证比较容易明白。
Give a testimony and we can understand better.
我一个老师啊,
I have a teacher.
我很佩服他的。
I admire him.
他这个人很温柔。
He's a very kind, soft person.
灵性也很好。
He's a good spiritual brother.
但是他有一次做一个失败的见证。
But he did something bad one time.
从失败中怎么样醒过来。
How he get through from that failure experience.
他说啊, 我们夫妻两个都读过神学。
He said, both my wife and I have studied theology.
神赐给我们几个孩子, 第一个孩子出来了。
God gave us a couple of children after the first arrived.
这个孩子啊, 神也跟他很聪明哦。
And the Lord gave quite wisdom to the child.
他什么东西都要学。
He knows and he wants to learn everything.
他看见我这个爸爸喜欢写字啊。
You see how I practice my writing.
他在旁边看得很清楚了。
The son will stand by and watch closely.
当他才四岁, 五岁的时候,
about 4 or 5 years old.
哎, 我去上班啊, 我去讲道了。
I went to work and preach.
他看见我啊, 哎, 白纸会写字。
So he saw how I can write black words on white paper, so he did the same. So he got the Chinese pen, and
I
dip into the ink just like me.
用一用, 然后就把我的圣经拿出来了。
And the boy took out my Bible.
哎, 从创世纪给我画画到启示录。
And started drawing all the way from a book of Genesis to Revelation.
哎呀, 你看我生气不生气啊?
Say how mad I got.
这本圣经我从英国读就用这本圣经啊。
Ever since I was in England, I began with this Bible.
现在回到中国来啊, 就是用这本圣经啊。
And then I came to this China, I'm using the same Bible.
我旁边有很多宝贝的注解啊。
There are many, many footnotes around the Bible.
一下子完了。
It's all gone.
哎, 他都画下去了。
He draw everything.
哎呀, 我生气起来不行, 啪, 一下子把他耳光打下去了。
So mad, I just slammed him.
岂有此理。
How dare you?
以后不可以啊。
No more.
好。 爸爸乖乖,
I will not do it again, Father.
好了,他第二天又来了。
The second day he came again.
他找到没有这个大本圣经,找到一个小本圣经来了。
Not big Bible, but a little Bible.
诶, 又再画了。
He did the same thing.
他又打开一个耳光。
Spanking him again.
本来他的师母啊,都很温柔。
Before, the wife was quite gentle and soft.
不会打小孩的。
Never beat his children.
但是这个小孩子聪明,聪明小孩多调皮啊。
But his little kid is quite smart and quite naughty.
所以这个爸爸一打,这个太太也引起来了,他也打了。
So after the father spanked the son, so did the wife.
所以他说我们夫妻两个人呢,就好像打皮球一样,一个打过去,一个打过来。
So we father and the mother like playing ping pong, we hit one way and then another way.
以后觉得不对啊。
And we felt quite wrong.
主啊, 我是基督徒啊。
Oh Lord, I'm a Christian.
主啊, 我是传道人啊。
I'm a preacher, Lord.
我怎么叫别人得胜啊？
How can I ask people to overcome?
我怎么可以站讲台讲道啊？
How can I stand in the pulpit and preach?
他就祷告了。
So he prayed.
主啊，这个犯罪好像地心势力啊。
He said, Lord, the sin is like the gravity.
好厉害啊。
It's quite powerful.
你不是有给我生命圣灵的灵在我里面吗？
But didn't you give me a law of the spirit of life?
我现在借着祷告依靠。这就把他压下去。
Whenever he is angry, he will suppress.
我要体贴耶稣。
I will be mindful.
我要体贴圣灵。
I'll be mindful of the spirit.
结果两个礼拜祷告以后，他得胜。
After 2 weeks of prayer, he overcame.
他说：“我不再打我这个孩子。
”I no longer beat, spank my child.
当我不打他时，他也小孩子也改过来了。
After I see spanking, the child changes.
这个他说这个小孩子好像老是同我作对。
So I thought the kid is always against me.
我越是打他，他越是画。
The more I spank him, the more he draw.
好，两个礼拜以后不打他了，哎，他也不画了。
After 2 weeks, I see spanking him, he ceases drawing.
本来我打的时候，我的师母跟着我一同打。
Every time I spank, my wife followed me.
师母看我不打，她也不打了。
Now that I see, so my wife stopped too.
这个太妙了，太妙了。
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
哎呀，主耶稣太好了。
The Lord is wonderful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？
Did you see, brothers and sisters?
我们肉体不要太体贴他。
That we shouldn't be so mindful of
our flesh. 当他那一个臭气要出来啊，你不要让他发出来。
When he is about to spill up, don't suppress it. Suppress it.
我们来看看两节的经文。
Let's read 2 verses in the Bible.
作为我们的结束。
Which will close our meeting tonight.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
第五节第六节
Verses 5 and 6
两节的经文
Verse 5 and 6
罗马第八章第五节第六节
Romans chapter 8 Verse 5 and 6
这里中文说因为虽从肉体的人体贴肉体的事虽从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit for to be carnally minded is death but to be spiritually minded is life and peace
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
主耶稣已经帮助我们可以得胜了
The Lord has helped us to be overcomer
虽然我们那个老亚当救人好厉害虽然与耶稣同钉死了但是他常常在里面要活过来
Even our old Adam has been crucified with Christ but occasionally they still revive
虽然那个旧人肉体产生一个犯罪的理由好像地心吸力一样拉我们下去
Even though the old man, the old Adam is just like the gravity force that will draw us down
然而当我们得救以后我们里面有一个心中的理
However, after we become born again there is a law of mind
我们只要追求圣洁不犯罪那自然的那个心中的理越来越刚强
If we pursue the holiness then the inner man the law of life will get strengthened
同时主耶稣基督当他的生命圣灵进来的时候我们借着祷告的体贴他来这个依靠他他那个力啊会帮助我们得胜
At the same time as we are born again the law of the spirit of life will come into us and strengthen us as we pray
因此第八章第五节第六节告诉我们说我们不要去体贴肉体不要 去通行那个犯罪的力
Therefore the verse 5 and 6 says Be not after the flesh and do not mind the things of the flesh
我们要体贴圣灵我们要想到主耶稣基督让他在我们里面做王
Instead we should be after the spirit and be mindful of Christ so he can become our king
我们深深地与他联合
So we are deeply united with him
那么我们就能够得胜就有生命的平安
Then we can overcome and have the peace and the life
今天晚上我就讲到这里
Tonight I will close the message here
请大家低头祷告
Let's bow our heads and pray.
我请各位自己默默地祷告。
I ask every one of you to pray silently.
当你追求圣洁的时候
As you pursue the holiness,
你有没有发现那个肉体旧人的可怕
Did you discover the dreadfulness of your old man?
你有没有发现那个犯罪的理好厉害
Did you not discover how powerful the law of the sin?
你现在应该去对付它。
Now is the time for you to deal with it.
你犯过什么罪吗
Have you committed any sin?
你还是体贴自己吗
Or are you mindful of your own self?
你里面有一个心中的理
But you have a new law of mind
你里面有一个生命圣灵的理
You also have a law of the spirit of life
这两个力可以合起来的
The two law can be combined
产生一种得胜的力量
And produce a force that will overcome
那你就要体贴圣灵
So you have to be mindful of the spirit
让耶稣居首位
Let him be the Lord.
借着祷告同他连在一起。
Through our prayer, be united with him.
请你自己祷告。
Please pray yourself.
过得胜的生活。
Live an overcoming life.